This morning, one of the things that the Holy Spirit has been really sharing is how our Heavenly Father wants to manifest His goodness to all. When we speak about God is good, good all the time, all things work out for the good, good overcomes evil, and all those incredible insights of the nature and who God is, He wants to manifest that in very practical ways in the lives of the people that we are living amongst. And so today is just going to be that the prayer to prepare the way and to receive what God wants to do so that our community can be drawn into the incredible heart of God. You know, many folk, I did a funeral during the week, and one of the big questions is that how can God be good when there's so much evil in this world? And many people have got that kind of mindset, that argument, that discussion, and how can God be good if children get killed and people get raped and all those kind of things? And in all of this, God wants to reveal Himself as a good, good God and to break through the confusion, to break through the deception, to break through and give truth, so that people living in our towns can really begin to experience tangibly the goodness of God and to be able to wake up in the morning and say, but God, You are good. And I'm living today with the reality that You are good, and to be able to live in that realm, because that's where we live. He's got His Spirit within us. The fruit of the Spirit is goodness. And so I wanted to share some scriptures this morning, and then we're going to spend some time in prayer and just again in small groups to really just spend time and to ask God to show us His heart. Why does He want to reveal His goodness in the lives of the people? How will this goodness overcome the evil in the communities that we're living in? What's the practical manifestation of Your goodness? And these are the things. So you'll find, like we've been going through the Hearing the God workshop, all the time we putting this into practice so it gets established within us. So it's hearing God. God, show us here. As we spoke some time back, when we were saying, what is our Heavenly Father wanting to do in our community? And what is the body of Christ? What is our response? He's inviting us to all participate, and they're the same with the church family here. What is our response to participate in the goodness of God? How do we make that become a reality? And so, in the journey of discovering the goodness of God, one of the first things you're going to find is the unlearning because of bad experience. We've all got history. We've helped people. It's just been a bad experience and things like that. So there's a lot of unlearning and a lot of healing to really begin to experience the goodness of God for all people, even the wicked, and how that operates in us as children. And the reality is that as we go into more and more, maybe in the coming weeks, I'm not too sure, but the reality of this is that only we as believers, we have the Holy Spirit within us, and it's His goodness that overcomes evil. So it's only us as believers in this world that is able to manifest this incredible goodness of God through our lives. And that's powerful. That's such an incredible opportunity for us to be involved in advancing the kingdom of God, because the kingdom of God consists of all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And so I'd like to share some scriptures this morning and just to lay some scriptures before we go into a time of prayer. So Father, thank You that You are good. And we ask that by Your Holy Spirit, You will open up, and because Holy Spirit, You're the one that takes us into the reality of truth. You are the Spirit of truth, the Spirit of reality, of God's goodness, of Your goodness, of Jesus' goodness. Father, we ask that You will open this up, You will take us into the life of Your goodness in a way we've never been before. We ask, Father, that You will draw us into into this living goodness. So as we pray, as we receive, it's not just going to be intellectual knowledge, but we've tasted and seen that you are good. We've all tasted your goodness, Father, but I know that you want to take us deeper now so that the depth of your goodness can become such a reality in the lives of so many people, whether it is in the realm of family life, whether it's in the realm of business, whether it's in the realm of education, in leadership, whatever, Father, in sports, whatever place you're wanting to make your goodness known. Jesus, you prayed a most incredible prayer and you said to the Father to protect us from the evil one, because we are living in this world. But you say, but just as you are not of this world, so are we not of this world. But protect us, because you've sent us into this world. And you are the gospel, you are the good news of God. So you are the revelation of the goodness of the Father. And we have the message of goodness. We've got the ministry of your goodness. So open this up to us, Father. Remove the strongholds by your Holy Spirit. Release truth into our lives so that we can find a freedom. We can find such a joy of participating. Jesus, you created all things and you came into this world and they rejected you, but you are still good. You didn't take offense. Your goodness overcame evil. We've got your spirit in us, the spirit of sonship. And so we've got your heart in us and we want to just be drawn closer. We want to live more in the reality of your heart, because of your spirit within us and your goodness. So this, Father, we are asking so that your name will be glorified in your Son, but also in us as your children, for your honor and glory. Amen. Amen. I just want to wait for this folk to come in. Turns along to Ephesians chapter 2. I'm going to be just reading a few verses over there. And then I'm going to go through other verses. And you might want to take these verses as well as part of throughout the week to really pray and to enter into experiencing what the Father is saying to us. In Ephesians chapter 2, I want to first read from the NIV, then I'm going to read from another translation. I'm not going to open this up. This will be later on as we go quite deep. But it's just to lay a foundation to understand why the goodness of God is so important for that to be made known. So he writes here and he says, as for you, you were dead in your transgressions. Or let's just go to the verse before that in chapter 1, verse 22. And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. So straight away, if you're looking at just one aspect of the nature of God, of his goodness, we as his children, the fullness of him to be made known. So again, we just beginning to see that our growth now in the transformation that the Holy Spirit's taking us into. So the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. Imagine the goodness of God filling everything in every way. That's just the goodness of God. Still the love, there's still so much more, but it just shows you what a privilege we are as being his children. And he goes, as for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins. That's why that we sang that song, to raise the dead, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. So that's crucial. Again, we won't go into this, but just crucial that everybody that's disobedient to God, the evil spirit is working in them. That's crucial to understand when it comes to the goodness of God, because God's goodness overcomes evil. Okay, It's very crucial to understand. And he carries on, all of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of the sinful nature and following his desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature objects of wrath. Now we start to see, what has God done? We were dead. We couldn't help ourselves. What has God done for us over here? From verse 4 onwards. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, and often you'll find, particularly in the Old Testament, mercy and goodness, say they go together all the time. God, who is rich in his mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. So all this is what our Heavenly Father has done for us through his Son Jesus, and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. What's the purpose of that? In order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved, again, all of God, through faith. And this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. Now we see an amazing reality there. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works which God prepared in advance for us to do. Within every believer there's a desire, there's a longing to be able to live in the reality, God, what are the good works that you have prepared for us to walk in? What are those good works? Because this good works is your good works. It's what you have done. And it has a power. It has a life to it. What are those over there? And this is what we wanted to pray for later on. For the body of Christ to start to ask these questions and to be able to come, Lord, you prepared. And I get in agreement with this. You're inviting us into the reality of releasing the power of your goodness within us. You're inviting us to be able to live a life participating, living in the reality of your goodness, the good works that you have prepared for us. How many are hating work? See, and God wants to renew the mind and to bring us into the reality of how to live in the goodness of God, how to live and participate in the good works that he has prepared for us. And he's speaking to the body of Christ, not just the individual. Individual as well, but it's the body of Christ, because we make up the body of Christ. In the Passion Translation, just verse 10, we have become his poetry, a recreated people that will fulfill the destiny he has given each of us. For we are joined to Jesus. That's the same as being in him. We are joined to Jesus, the Anointed One. Even before we were born, God planned in advance our destiny and the good works we would do to fulfill it. Powerful. So, why is God sharing this for us? Because he's inviting us into what he wants to do in releasing and manifesting his goodness through us, because of the good works that he's predestined for you and I. It's the manifestation of his goodness. And this is why he has taken us out of the present evil age. We're in the kingdom of God. So that you and I can live in this truth. This world needs to taste and see that God is good, as the psalmist says. And it's through us as believers. So this all of a sudden takes us to a place where we realize, but it's not about ourselves. We're not selfish people. Lord, we have your, that's why, as I shared the other day, there's no such thing as freedom outside of sonship. Because when we receive the Holy Spirit, we're receiving the very Spirit of Christ himself. And when we receive the Spirit of Christ, that's the Spirit of sonship, we have received the very heart of Jesus. That's what we have received. We've got that nature of Jesus. And we participate in his incredible heart for people to be saved, for people to be touched, for people to be reconciled. And so that's why we, as God is stirring the body of Christ to really begin to understand what it is to be set apart, what it is to be in this world, but not part of this world. What it is to be in the kingdom of God. What it is to no longer live, I who live, but Christ who lives in us. Really helping us to experience what freedom is all about. And that all comes because of what Christ has done. And so here we see, for we are God's workmen. It's not we maybe, it's who we are. So do we agree with this or not? Because you, no one over here, but you find many of your Christian friends, they will reject this because they don't want to surrender. Because they love the world too much. You see, and so this is why we're wanting to pray today for the breakthrough. For many of the believers to actually taste and experience and to know the heart of God and to really yield themselves and offer themselves. Remember in Romans, you offer your bodies as a weapon of righteousness. That's what we are praying, so that people will give their bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing unto the Lord. Then they will know the perfect will of God as they do that. So we are praying for the breakthrough, and that's why the religious spirit is such a ugly thing, because it keeps people in God is not good. See, as you can see right from the beginning, the devil comes, the religious spirit, and says, but no, God's not good. Why does he prevent you? It hasn't changed. And so that continues to take place in the lives of many, many people, believers and non-believers. We want to pray for the breakthrough for that. Okay? God's inviting us to participate so that the people of our towns will begin to know just how good God is and to be set free from the deception of Satan and from philosophy and all the things that Satan controls in this world that he does. Some more scriptures that I'd like to share in Matthew chapter 5. And this is Jesus is speaking, and they've got the Beatitudes, etc. And then in Matthew chapter 5, verse 14 and to 16, Jesus says over here, you are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on the stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. And then verse 16, now in the same way, see, now he's taking us back to the reality of what light is and what people do with light. Now in the same way, let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify the Father, your Father in heaven. Incredible. So here, see, this is why we're praying, because there's the natural good deeds that people do. The unsaved, saved, doesn't matter. But we have the Holy Spirit in us. So we have the good deeds of God in us. And that's the difference. Because that's the power, that's the life that needs to be released. The good deeds that the humanity doesn't have the effect and the power that we have, because we've got the Holy Spirit within us and the goodness of God, truth within us. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8 onwards, for you were once darkness. Remember, Jesus just said, you are the light of the world. And now Paul is unlocking that. You were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Therefore live as children of light, for the fruit of light consists in all goodness, in all righteousness, and in all truth. And find out what pleases the Lord. Have nothing to do with fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. It is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret, because everything exposed by the light becomes visible, and everything that is illuminated becomes a light. This is why it is said, wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Be careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So once again, if we go through these scriptures, we can ask ourselves, what, as Ari's been teaching, what is the Father revealing here? How does he want to take us into his heart? What's his heart in these scriptures? And I find there's so much truth in here concerning the light consists of all goodness. Another scripture that I want to read is Romans 12 verse 21, where feed your enemies, etc. And it's in the chapter of love as well, in Romans 12, that portion of love. And he says, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. And this is going to be one of the incredible truths for us to experience in a marriage, in family relationships, in workplaces, wherever it may be, where there's a lot of conflict, there's a lot of children are addicted and all these kind of things taking place. How will the goodness of God overcome that evil? He's wanting us to receive his heart in helping people. He's given us the message and the ministry of reconciliation. And he's really wanting us to be able to live in this. I look at our town and I see all the evil in our town, and that, and God says, I'm a good God. And it's my goodness is going to overcome. What's the gospel? The good news. Christ is the good news. And that's why it's all the time, it's through Christ Jesus. So if you go to the cross of Jesus Christ, you go to the sacrifice, what do we see? We see over there where Satan comes, eat the tree of the good, the knowledge of good and evil. And they, all of a sudden, now they know what good and evil is all about. And then Jesus comes on the cross. Goodness dies on the cross. What's he doing? He's now destroying the work of disobedience to Adam and Eve. So now we can participate in the goodness of God, the tree of life in a sense, and to be able to make that known and set people free that are under that curse of the knowledge of good and evil. In Acts chapter 10, verse 38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and how he went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil, because God was with him. So again, you see the Holy Spirit's anointed us, and how he went around doing good, healing all those that were under the power of the enemy. God's goodness delivers people. God's goodness overcomes evil. So from the body of Christ coming and just like listening more and more, now there's an emphasis that's important, but the emphasis now is the ministry of reconciliation. Revealing my goodness in whatever way it may be. We're all different. We've all got unique gifts and talents, and et cetera, et cetera. But it's God, what is it? Share with me my part in all of us. Share with us the family of God. Share with each family, the body of Christ, the different churches. Share what is your heart in all of us so that we can move into what God's really doing here in our town. And this is going to be the prayer, if you'd like to join just now. It's in Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. And I'm going to read it. It's going to be on the screen just now. I'm going to read it first of all from the NIV. And it's fascinating because I think we can identify. I'm just going to read just the first three verses. We ought always to thank God for you, brothers, and rightly so, because your faith is growing more and more, and the love every one of you has for each other is increasing. Therefore, among God's churches, we boast about your perseverance and faith in all the persecution and trials you are enduring. And so here Paul is really beginning to focus on celebrating the body of Christ that's growing in faith, growing in love. And I think we can identify, because that's happening with us. We're growing in faith. We're growing in love all the time. And then he goes on and he says, with this in mind, in verse 11, with this in mind, we constantly pray for you that our God may count you worthy of his calling And that by His power, that by His power, we have the Spirit of goodness within us. By His power, the fruit of the Spirit, by His power, He may fulfill every good purpose of yours. That's such a, what does that mean? He, by His power, He will fulfill every good purpose of yours. So here we see something important, and part of the prayer is, God, what does this mean? Because here's something about us responding to an invitation and receiving what God wants to do in and through us, and us coming and say, Father, here I am, I offer my bodies. Here I am to do your will. Here I am. What good? So God is good today, Father. How do you want to express your goodness through me? And that's the power of the Holy Spirit. And so we see over here, he carries on, that by His power, He may fulfill every good purpose of yours and every act prompted by your faith. It is God who works in us to act and to will according to His incredible good purpose and will. So it's for the body of Christ to start to recognize, what is God stirring within us? What is it? I want to suppress this. I don't want to have that, no, it's impossible. I don't want to have, no, I've tried that and it didn't work. I don't want to have all the excuses and all the arguments that come up as we start to recognize God's Spirit working within us, what that good work is all about. And that, so it's receiving it by faith. And as we receive by faith, grace operates. And that's the power of God. It's His ability operating and empowering us to be able to do what we've agreed to with God and to experience that incredible power of His. And he goes on, act prompted by your faith. We pray that so that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you and you in Him according to the grace of God and our Lord Jesus Christ. And in the Message translation, you can see over there, because we know that this extraordinary day is just ahead, referring to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray for you all the time. Pray that our God will make you fit for what He called you to be. Pray that He will fill your good ideas and acts of faith with His own energy so that it all amounts to something. And that's why this is so crucial, because we've all tried many, many things and it's just collapsed. How many of you have done the food schemes? You've done this and that, and it's just, wow, bother kind of thing and that there. We want to understand what God has birthed in us and respond by faith so that His grace is operating, so it has an effect. It's overcoming evil. It's dealing with the issues of our community from the kingdom of God side and not from the worldly side. So the body of Christ, we've got an incredible part to play in a town. Let our light shine so that people can see our good deeds and glorify God. And then he goes on and he says over here, if your life honors the name of Jesus, He will honor you. Grace is behind and through all of this, our God giving Himself freely, the Master Jesus Christ giving Himself freely. Powerful. Yeah, so if you would like, just in twos or threes, just in the smaller groups again, that we can take time and we can just pray and ask God, what are you sharing here? Like we've been going through hearing the voice of God, what are you inviting us into over here? What do you want me to discover that I don't know about myself? What's this good works? Whatever it is there, communicate with God, and then let's pray in your small groups there. You can take this prayer, whatever God has shared with you, and let's start to pray for the body of Christ in our towns and our nation. Imagine the church in South Africa, okay, living this truth. Imagine us more and more living in this truth. And that. What are the good deeds that God wants to just demonstrate now? Not yesterday, now. And that's, so we are preparing the way now. to receive something by faith, His invitation, and our prayers and our proclamations and our decrees is based on what God is sharing and preparing the way that we can begin to prophesy this and release it and decree it into the body of Christ for our town and the nation. Okay, any questions before we just go into prayer time? All good. God is good. It's a rough crowd. And so there's the Hell's Angel guy over there, and we're talking over there because I'm asking about his bike and just connecting that bikes and all those kind of things. And after the message there, he comes and asks many, many questions. Because when the presence of God is there, the goodness of God is there. And they were tasting the goodness of God. So it opened up discussion. It opened up things that he was battling with. Another guy comes, and he was just so. Do you mean that God is not religious? It was like such a big thing because people think God is religious. I don't know where they get that from. Do you? But He's relational. He's God. He's not religious. Religion is man-made's idea to try and connect with God. He's not religious. And it was like a big thing because God's goodness is there, revealing His goodness, inviting them into tasting that He is good. And that there's many, many activities that are taking place because of His presence there. What was the thing when Moses said, "Show me your glory"? And what God said, "I will cause all my goodness to pass you." Can you see how the glory of God, the presence of God, the goodness of God? What is the destiny of 1947? The glory of God. The manifestation of His goodness in this town. He will cause all His goodness to pass you, Moses. We have His goodness in us. So, Let's join in as we pray there. And after that, if anybody wants to share anything that God has shared with you, please feel free to just to share anything that we can carry on praying throughout the week and the weeks, whatever long time. Steve is not here. They're in Durban. Steve and Dickie. But I spoke to him on, because, you know, I'm the retired guy now, so they are taking on the leadership. But on Wednesday evening we spoke, and God is working in his heart as well about His goodness. So it's the same thing, because he needs to help facilitate and lead and ask the question, what is this family? What is the manifestation of His goodness? How do we do it? It might not be church. It might be something totally different, you see. And that's why we're praying for the body of Christ to come out of church mindset and to understand, God, you're good. How do we do that? It might be through just education. It might be through just business, it might be just whatever it may be, but to respond, to be brave, to break away from anything. Yes, Lord, we're walking because there's a grace operating in that area. Okay, so let's spend time in prayer.